Stephen, Garrett, Kayang, my congratulations as your journey into full initiation of the Catholic Church comes to its culmination this night. I have two words that I want to preach to you tonight. They are this: come and go. Come and go. I want to look at those very closely tonight. Tonight, guys, you celebrate three great sacraments: baptism, the Eucharist, and confirmation. We heard from the prophet Isaiah today: come, come to me. Come if you are hungry. Come if you are thirsty. Okay? We realize that has to happen tonight. The three of you must come to be initiated into this church. This isn't far enough. You still have to come to the waters of baptism. You have to come to the gift of the Eucharist. You have to come to the great power of the Holy Spirit in confirmation. And let's just talk for a moment about those three powerful sacraments. First, when it comes to baptism, you have to realize there's a dual power in this world. There is the work of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the work of this church. There's also, though, the work of Satan. And before you are baptized, you will be asked, to whom do you give allegiance? Is it to God or is it to Satan? We will ask you those questions tonight. And based on the answer, if you profess a belief in God, you will come forward and you will be baptized in the waters of baptism. Remember how powerful water is. It has the power to destroy. It has the power to build up. That will become important tonight. If you choose to do so, when you are placed in the waters, everyone, something is destroyed. It is the kingdom of Satan in your life. You say, I do not believe. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so those waters too give you the power of life. The life to go forth and to proclaim in who it is that you believe. Confirmation. Tonight, we as priests, we will extend hands over the top of you. We will pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit, and you will be given the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Courage, understanding, wisdom, knowledge, right judgment, reverence, wonder, and awe. You will be given the power to go into the world and to profess what it is you believe. And all I have to do, guys, is to follow you and to see if you've been faithful. Because if you live the power of the Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I will see fruits in your life. I will see love. I will see joy, patience, kindness, modesty, generosity, faithfulness. It will be there. And remember what we use when we confirm you. We use the power of oil. It has the power to heal, but it has the power to set aside. I oftentimes tell children this. I say, children, when you're confirmed or you receive oil, what happens? You tend to do this. You tend to try to wipe it off. It doesn't work, does it? You just continue to smear it more and more into your life. That's the beauty of it. That oil tonight, that power is something that you never want to lose. You want the Holy Spirit to go before you. And of course, the power, guys, of the Eucharist. Bread and wine, two very ordinary things, and yet they become the body and blood of Jesus Christ. It is the greatest power the world has ever known. There is no greater power than the bread and wine when it becomes the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Hey guys, so we have to come, but you also have to go. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that from the standpoint of the gospel today. Okay? People, if you were to ask me, what were the understandings of what happened to people when they died at the time of Jesus? There were five thoughts, and here they are. Number one, many Jews believed that nothing happened when a person died. Person was placed in the earth and that was the end. Death is the end, period. First thought. Number two, other Jews believed in what was called Sheol. Sheol was a place that no one eagerly anticipated. It's a place of inactivity. Once in shale, you were stuck in shale. Third thought. Other Jews believe that in a spirit may return to this world from shale. This gives us a picture, everyone, of spirits floating around in the world, of people who have gone before us. Number four, some Jews speculated that there would be a resurrection, but get this, at the end of time. The end of time, the righteous, the just would arise from the earth and have communion with God. This gives you an understanding, everyone, into the mind of Martha at the death of her brother Lazarus. Jesus says to Martha, your brother will rise. Martha replies, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. And the fifth thought, still other Jews believed in reincarnation. Remember when Jesus asked the disciples, who do people say that I am? They reply, some say Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. These people have all died when Jesus asked the question. So for them to say that, everyone, there has to be a belief in some type of reincarnation. So when we hear this story tonight, everyone, I want you to remember this. The most optimistic of believers had to believe that when Jesus died, being such a just man, a righteous man, that he would be in communion with the Father at the last days, at the end of time. I hope that gives you an understanding, everyone, of the gospel of today. Here are the Easter Gospels. Here you go, guys. The women go. They go to the tomb. And when they go to the tomb, what do they realize, everyone? It is empty. The stone is rolled back. And so what do they automatically think? Jesus has been stolen, because there's no such thought. It was never in anyone's mind that this man may have actually risen. But they're told by a man sitting on the stone, go, tell my brothers that I have risen. And because they go, who do they meet on the way? They meet Jesus. But they got to go to the tomb, and they got to go to the brothers. And from there, they go on to the brothers, and they tell them, Jesus Christ is risen. And that's what you have to do now. You come, and your mission too is to go. You know, when you hear the story of the Red Sea today, there's that great sea before you, the great Red Sea. There's a story told that actually before the Red Sea parts, we get this picture of Moses holding up his staff. Somebody actually had the courage to take the first step. Your water's banked or water's not banked. Okay? Whether they're not banked, someone had to take the first step into the water. The water's parted. Or, even if they're banked, someone still had to have the courage to take the first step and chance the waters. But they went. And look at what happened. It's a story that we share down through time. Isaac, Abraham, same thing. Abraham, go, take your son. He goes, and look at what happens. Because of his faithfulness, he is the father of all nations. So guys, have the courage to come tonight. And with that, have the courage to go. Go into the world, profess your belief in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.